Now notice what happens here. Verse 25, and Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones, burned them with fire, after they had stoned them with stones, and they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger, wherefore the name of the place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. Now this seems to be very serious, you see. This is the thing that is emphasized for believers, actually, in the New Testament. Now, over in the 8th of Romans, Paul says, for if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the flesh, ye shall live. And that means you'll live as sons of God. You're not living, friends. There are a lot of Christians that are not even living. As Dwight L. Moody put it in his quaint way, some people have just enough religion to make them miserable. And there are a lot of miserable saints today. And we are to deal with these things that are in our lives. Paul says if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. God has to step in, and he will judge us. And his judgment sometimes is pretty serious. You're listening to a preacher today that can tell you because he knows what the judgment of God is in his own life. Now, God will judge you, friends. And you can complain all you want to. And I have news for you. It won't do you a bit of good to complain. You can whine like Joshua did and throw ashes all over your head. Won't help you a bit. Thing to do is to go to him and get this miserable thing straightened out. And then to experience the joy of the Lord. Therefore, we're told, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Death must come, friends, upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. What's your sin today? Go and confess it. And confession means you deal with it, friends. When you confess, it means you turn from it. Because we're told that it's by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. That's the thing he wants to do in our lives.